Hello. Hello. Hey, Jasmine. I mean, Destiny, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, you're speaking kind of low. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just don't feel good. I'm just okay.
Okay. Righty, well, I'm gonna go over a couple of calls with you from last week. Think Jaquetta is on the line. Jaquetta, are you there? Jaquetta, I think Jaquetta should be on the line.
I'm
Is she?
here.
Okay, just making sure. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty, Destiny. So this is, we're gonna go over the, you should have seen them on your QA. There's three of them. Let me go to them really quick. One's a lit media call, one is a Mambo marketing call, and then one is a Fritnet call. In the Mambo marketing call, they counted you off for, let me go ahead and you made an 85 on that. Let me just reload it. We'll go to the lit media. The lit media one, the bank did call in, was trying to ask questions about us, and you didn't attempt to like verify the account. They were calling on behalf of a customer. And so just know, anytime a bank calls in, you're going to have to make sure you always locate an account, whether if it's a bank or a customer asking questions about their account, you would make sure you need to locate the account. Okay, and then with the Mamba marketing call, they did put that you sound lethargic, as in you're not really speaking up, you're kind of just sounding real low. Kind of like how whenever I call you on Teams, sometimes you always speak kind of low. I don't know if you're like laying down or something, but I would speak up most definitely, just so that it's not making it frustrating for the customers to hear you when you're speaking to them. All right, and then as well as on the FritzNet call, you did not come to the line, so they gave you a zero on that call. You didn't put anything in Teams or anything. Did you reach out to anyone regarding that? It was Monday morning at 5 o'clock. I was gonna say, I know I was here, but I don't have any messages from you, and then there was nothing put in the IT group. So that's what I was asking. You don't know what happened?
No, I just been sick.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, you know, if you're sick, if you're not feeling well, you still would have to reach out to someone, or if a call drops, you'll still have to reach back out to those customers if anything happens in regarding that. Because it was, you didn't reach back out, you didn't call the customer back twice either after the call dropped. And she sat on the line, I think it was for about a minute and 30 seconds. So with that being said, that we will have to take this as a suspension, which will be for 2 days. It's going to be for the rest of tonight and then the rest of Monday night. I know you're off Tuesday and Wednesday, so, and then you'll have to return back in-house on Thursday night, which is going to be the 20th.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna write up an email. I'm gonna send it to you, and then you can just respond to it. And if you have any questions or anything, just make sure you reach out to me.
Okay.
Destiny, is there something going on with the working conditions at home that has caused these concerns with your QA?
No, I'm just dealing with me being sick right now, so.
Okay, well, you need to let us know these things because, I mean, a lot of times you tell us ahead of time before they happen. We could try to prevent, you know, these type of scores from occurring. And I know this is not like your performance level at all. I mean, we allowed you to work from home to accommodate you. And then when we have to step back in and enforce the next step, it's sort of like, you know, because we gave you a warning with April 26th. Letting you know that if anything continued, you'd be required to return back in-house and force a 2-day suspension. So is it the job? Is it the hours? I mean, is it what else can it be besides you being sick? Because you were just warned on it.
No, I'm really sick. I'm dealing with it.
Okay. Will you be able to report in-house on Thursday night?
Yeah, as long as nobody will be around me.
What do you mean?
Don't have somebody sitting close to me.
Well, agents are spaced out. I mean, it's not that many agents overnight in-house as is, but we do acknowledge the 6 feet distance
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't have any other questions or anything, you can go ahead and log out for the night. Sarah's going to get information and put it. It'll be in the disciplinary system. And we'll see you Thursday night.
Okay.
Okay. And Destiny, I'll make you a seat number, and then I'll have it in the email also so you'll know where what seat to go to and what row.
Okay.
All righty. All right. Well, you have a good rest of your night, Destiny.
You too.